Welcome back, Voltron fans. This is the AfterBuzz TV Voltron Legendary Defender After Show. We're looking at Season 5, Episodes 3 and 4. We're going to talk about the world's scariest girl team and why putting someone in a test tube in space doesn't actually constitute doing a murder. We have two wonderful guests with us tonight. And team, it's time to form Voltron.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Why can't we be friends?
I don't know. That's a great question. Yeah, so, I mean, maybe because
I've got a few reasons.
Yeah, murdered everybody and subjugated an entire universe, or
you know, 10,000 years.
Talk bad about the dead. That's like horrible.
That is, that is really bad. That is, yeah. I take it back.
That's not fair.
Do you though?
People gave people jobs.
It's so hard being a single dad.
Thank you.
He's not though.
I mean, practically a single dad.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the AfterBuzz TV Voltron After Show. We are already having a grand old time. Tonight we are looking at Season 5, Episodes 3 and 4, Postmortem and Kral Zara. We have a couple of wonderful human beings with us tonight, but to start off we have Red Lion, Emma Fife.
What's up, guys? It's my birthday today. Thank you everybody in the chat who has already shouted happy birthday at me. I assume you're shouting if I see it in all caps.
Oh, they're shouting. Green Lion Megan Salinas.
Hey guys, I'm really excited to be here tonight.
Unfortunately, our Blue Lion is in a healing stasis pod.
Yeah.
You can send her some love at ATORUS890. I am Black Lion Katie Cullen. I am running this madhouse for the evening. And we have two wonderful guests joining us today. We have the voice of LOTOR, AJ Locasio.
Hello. Woo!
Woo! And we have the voice of the late Emperor Zarkon, Neil Kaplan.
Woo!
I got to hear on top. Oh.
Yeah. Last week.
Yes.
Wow.
Last week, this is the rub-in session.
No, you're here. So listen,
No. Hold on. I just got to get comfortable for a second. So anyway.
Oh, my God.
So everyone who is
you shut up.
So everyone who's listening on iTunes, we've got some Black Paladin armor in the studio,
listen,
and I love it.
I did think that it was very sort of poetic and also awful for Zarkon that when LOTOR shows up for the Kral Zara, he's like, what? I got the Black Lion, which is the only thing that Zarkon ever really truly wanted.
Well, I appreciate you telling me, because it's not like I watched the episode.
I brought my dad's ex to the party.
Yeah.
What up?
Yeah.
It's very true. That's cruel.
But there,
my dad's ex is such a beautiful way to put that.
Well, at least it's the ex-mistress, so it's not totally the Oedipus complex, you know?
Not totally.
Not right. Completely. Although, like, that was episodes of Dallas, I think.
And we've been calling the Black Lions Archon's ex for a while now. So it's, yep.
That shows how often I watch the show.
Oh, thanks. We love you too.
I felt that one from over here.
That wasn't meant to be insulting. I'm just...
thanks for coming on.
Sorry.
We're very glad to have you.
Talking about, like, insult to injury, though, when they do have their big confrontation, and that moment just where LOTOR is holding the Black Bayard, like, that in and of itself said so much.
Yeah.
That was an intentionally hurtful thing for him to do.
Yeah. That was cool. I like that a lot. It's weird because that might have been in the script, I don't remember, but I remember when I saw it, I was like, oh, shit. Like, that's really cool. We can curse on this show, right?
We try to keep it at the level of the show.
Of the kids?
Go with shite. Because at least is a curse word, but it doesn't work for over here. Because people go,
kids.
What, is that a shipping thing? Is that like Shiro and a kite?
Yes. Oh, shite. Shiro
oh, God, here we go.
I can't wait to see that. That's going to be a drawing in like 0.5 seconds.
It's a Shiro kite. Yes, it's a Shiro kite, like the Batcopter, the Shiro kite.
Yeah.
The Shiro copter.
You know, he would have stuff like that, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
You know? Well, I mean, you know, that's what happens when they sort of put you in a position of being the main character, even when everybody thinks that you're going to die when you're the leader of the team, you always get extra accessories. Like, you just look at the black lion unto itself, and it's got all kinds of extras that the other lions don't have.
See, I just kind of figured a Shirokite was one of Hagar's failed experiments.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of like those glider things that they used in the the third to last episode of Star Wars. No, it was the beginning of this season of Star Wars Rebels, or this half of the season.
But then it would be a Shirokite.
The obvious answer is just using the Bayard to make a kite.
Oh my God.
Megan, I think you solved it.
There you go.
We cracked that mystery.
So kids, when you hear the word shite, it's not a curse.
Yeah. It's just Shiro flying his kite.
There are kids listening in Britain going, huh?
Yeah, but whatever.
Yeah. Let's talk about Shiro's fanny pack. I'm sorry. Well, because, you know, you hold, he keeps his change in it. And...
Right. When I was a kid, we called them belt bags.
Mm-hmm. Belt bags?
Belt bags.
Really?
Okay, did you say knapsack, book bag, or backpack?
Backpack.
Okay, you've never heard...
I've heard the
other two.
I interchange backpack and book bag.
Okay, because I've said book bag, people are like, book bag?
What?
It's a bag for books.
Yeah. Or knapsack is a weird one.
When I think a book bag or a knapsack, I think of the over-the-shoulder ones. Okay. Where
a book bag is from the 20s when they used to take their belts and just wrap it around the books and carry it like that. You know, when they would eat the Cracker Jack right out of the box.
As they walk down the railroad tracks.
Exactly.
So we should talk about the episodes.
We're good.
Are we still on camera? Are we going to slowly move apart to...
I'm like dead center.
All right, oh, good.
Where you belong.
I've already been forced out by you once. So it's okay.
Yeah. By the end of the episode, Neil will be on the floor and AJ will be lounged on the couch.
Listen, I don't want to get us too far off topic, but Vendela Parker in the chat does ask, can we talk about the Instagram account that is dedicated to Lotor's body parts? Because I noticed that as well.
Which one?
Okay, wait, hold on. Let's,
there's like 30
of them. Have you seen this? I tweeted it. It's bananas. There should be. Well, now that...
There won't be, and it's fine. Look, he's already been torn apart and donated to save thousands of Galran lives.
I'm pretty sure they donated his body to Druidry.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that...
Look, he had the donor stamp on his driver's license. Okay, so whatever you want to say is fine. But there are little Galran children right now who can see, thanks to Zarkon's death.
I kind of figured that Lotor just left him on the planet.
Of course!
Yeah, probably.
Duh!
That's what I would do. But Lotor's mouth...
Yes, Lotor's mouth.
So, I just came across it. I don't remember if it was whether they tagged me or something, but I saw that there was an account called Lotor's Mouth, and it's just that. It's all close-ups of Lotor's mouth, and... It's amazing. Every holiday they change it so it's like holiday theme. So right now it's got a little St. Patty's Day hat over his mouth, like on top of it, as if his face is. But they apparently started like a coalition of some kind or some kind of group where they're all different parts of Lotor that are like all.
But for some reason they're a coalition to protect Josh, and not that Josh doesn't. You know, that's great.
I'm fine with
that. But it's like Lotor's butt.
They're friends now. They're all buddies. So, right? Yeah. I mean, Lotor and...
But shouldn't it have been separate body parts of different friends?
No,
you know, like Keith's elbow.
They're like starlings.
Lance's ankle.
Birds that all move and, you know.
I'm just saying. I mean, it should have been everybody. It should have been a coalition.
You don't want to mix them. You don't want Lance's elbow and Lotor's kneecap.
Like a weird...
This is getting real weird.
Voltron Frankenstein. Right.
You get a Voltron chimera, and this is a little too literal when it's the form of Voltron.
Right.
The way I see it is all the individual Lotor parts come together to form single Lotor.
Yeah, just one Lotron. Solid Lotor.
Sorry, that was a Transformer noise. Sorry.
I'm mixing
uniforms. There you go. Yeah, exactly.
Did I answer? What was the question?
Lotor!
Just like mentioned the body parts.
That was the question.
Yeah, it's one of the funniest things I've seen, and I love it.
I think you brought it up last time you were on the show.
I did, because it cracks me up.
You should start an account just Lotor's voice and don't have any...
Oh,
no pictures. No pictures. It's always black and just... Hello.
Someone probably just took that and said it.
All right. Well, enjoy it and use it wisely, kids.
No, leave it for AJ. Come on, guys. Learn to share.
I'm not going to run it.
So, actually, we have a member of the Lotor Body Coalition. Yes! In the chat.
The LBC.
Perfect. Yeah, this is...
Which body part is it?
Ari is at Lotor's ears.
Nice. Oh, okay. Those are one of my favorite parts of Lotor.
Yeah.
I was so excited when I said, he's got pointy ears. Like, I was so excited.
Now, is it only visible body parts?
Yes. Let's keep it okay. visible. Although
no,
I
no, so Lotor's it's not like Lotor's toes.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Oh, Lotor. You're... Yeah, low toes.
Low toe.
Low toes.
Low toe.
Low toe.
Toe lore.
No, because it can't be low toe, because low toe is what the people who can't say owls call you. Low toe. I want to meet Mr. Low toe. Is that something to you, Mr. Low toe?
You lost me.
I'm just saying. Okay. Like, you know, all like Tom Brokaw, who can't say
that
arms.
That is one of those tiny Galrin children who can now see.
Yes, thank you! Thank you!
Thank you, Mr. Low toe.
Thank you for giving me my eyes. Sorry, Mr. Loto.
Kill him.
I feel like that is against the sort of altruistic leader that Lotor, at least right now, is claiming he's going to be.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, going on record as saying that, not good for the image.
That also, child just, has my father's eyes. Yeah. Retrieve them.
Exactly.
In terms of show format, for the first half, we're obviously going to be doing some stand-up comedy. We're going to be talking
Who's
about...
standing up?
No. Couch comedy.
But,
hello. Yeah. We're going to be talking about episodes 3 and 4, and then at some point halfway through, we are going to drop the spoiler warning, and we will talk about this season as a whole. So, for the moment, please no spoilers in the hashtag, in the chat, in the comments. You guys know this. You guys are usually pretty good at this, so keep up the good work, and let's talk about Olcarion. Let's talk about the evil plant virus that occurred.
Yeah, man.
Because that was a horror movie area I was not really expecting Voltron to wander into.
This is the one where they all teleport into the
wait,
weird...
Wait, come on. Hold on a second. That's one of the great things about this show, is it a lot of times, while it's telling a story overall that you expect, the little bumps and side roads that it takes to tell this story is never expected.
You know, actually,
I wasn't expecting G-rated Evil Dead.
I wasn't.
Exactly! But were you expecting a cow from a space mall?
No, but that was clear.
Thank you.
Yes, that's also definitely. Not a horror story.
Well, I actually, and I said this to Lauren O'Keen last week, like, I felt overall this season went in a direction I completely did not expect.
Oh, yeah.
I was floored when Zarkon got killed.
Oh,
quite
yeah.
Quite honestly. I did not see that coming in
I
the slightest.
I saw it coming.
I know you did. But yeah, I was astounded that that happened, because I felt like the story had been set up that you were going to have this very sort of cut and clear conflict between Zarkon, who's this very totalitarian kind of leader, and
absolutely.
Lotor, who's more like, no, let's charm everybody into liking me kind of leader.
Sure.
And then the fact that they just killed him off,
yep.
And now
just boom.
The entire...
Okay.
But now literally... The entire universe has changed because, you know, Zarkon
absolutely.
Was ruling the universe with an iron fist, and now we have Lotor coming into that leadership position, and not only is he no longer the Lotor who I feel like we were first introduced to, because when we first introduced the character, I'm like, this is the
more
suave,
of the same
charismatic kind of evil overlord, but now he doesn't seem so evil or overlordish. He's like, let's all work together to create this great
seem
community.
Seem that way.
Seem being the operative word.
Could seem be is absolutely
but again, I mean, that's
word.
One of the reasons that. Why I think this show just rises above the idea of a simple remake, because they've done so many things over the seasons that are not what most fans would expect.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
You know? I loved it.
Just wait for the musical.
If there is one,
God.
All of our dreams will have come true.
I mean, except I wish. I hope that would be so much fun.
Except for the fact that Neil is dead. So it would need to be a dream sequence where Zarkon is solo
from beyond the grave.
Or the return.
He pops out of the ground.
It doesn't stop the end of Les Mis.
Or the return of the Voltron show. They go back on tour again for one like final farewell tour. And they get an impersonator who sounds very, very remarkable. remarkably similar.
Oh, that would be great. I would love to, you know, just set a course for Voltron. Hey! You know, just something like that.
They hire Mo the bartender.
Yeah, but...
That was crusty.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm not good at this.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is terrible. This is... Oh, Mo. Oh, my God. Oh. Next thing, she'll call me Hagar.
But circling back to the weird Voltron headspace thing, I think to me and to a lot of fans, this felt like the biggest confirmation that the Shiro we have right now is not real Shiro.
But you notice the second time through.
Why? Because people don't change?
No. We noticed the second time through. He's the only one where you don't see his face at all in this scene.
Yes.
He showed up late, and he's the only one not in his armor.
Yeah.
Everyone else is in their armor
Somebody
in this headspace. And he's just
paranoid.
Like,
you think
well,
it's just a bad connection?
We already know that he's basically Hagar's pocket compact mirror at this point. Just like, hey, what are the paladins up to? All right.
She just gets to FaceTime
That's
with them
cool.
all the time.
She likes it. Like, retweet.
He's her own personal like Periscope.
He is.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Heart.
Now I'm doing Krusty trying to do Hagar, who I always say
maybe you are my son.
I always say Hagar. That was like a big problem for me. Was I would constantly say Hagar, they'd be like, it's Hagar. I'd be like, oh yeah, like Hag, okay. And I'd be like, Hagar. I'd be like, oh damn it.
There's
well,
two
you see, you're not old enough to actually No, Hagar is horrible.
I remember the...
That's how I knew it wasn't Hagar. Because she didn't have the horns. She wasn't a Viking. You know? So,
well, and speaking...
Sorry,
this is amazing.
No, I was going to say, speaking of
no,
Hagar, Yin and Yang in the chat makes a very astute observation about
Wait,
her.
Wait, is this person Yin and Yang?
Yeah.
Yes.
Both?
Okay.
They're both.
They're not
they
a couple.
Balanced.
Whoa.
Like,
they're
I'm
balanced.
Yin, I'm Yang.
But Yin and Yang says Shiro is Hagar's baby monitor, which is basically true. She's using Shiro to spy on Lotor, as far as I can tell.
Oh,
now, listen,
no.
She doesn't... Because she just realized that Lotor is her child, so, you know.
Yeah.
Just like, you know those dog monitors where you can like watch your
cat,
but then you could yell at them through it?
When is she
going to
throw
the treat? Get off the counter!
When is she going to throw the treat out of Shiro's chest, though?
Is that a thing? Can you dispense treats through your
camera? Oh, yeah!
Really?
Yeah, but you got out a tiny dog.
That's stage five of Project Korra.
For Buster, that would not work. That would not work. Buster would just eat the whole thing.
Well, and speaking of Hagar, she has assembled the world's best and scariest girls team.
I know.
I love them, and I'm afraid they will murder everyone.
Hello. Yes! Thank you.
Sendak is their
mascot.
There
was something so right about that.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Excuse me, let me be a little more Broadway when I say that.
I like that Sendak thinks he has any sort of autonomy at all within this situation. He is 100% being used by the collective of strong power women.
I mean, he does at the end of this, he does go off on his own, but he's definitely just like, Sendak is our mascot. He is our big purple throne poster boy. I'm really running the show.
Yeah.
This is obvious.
I love the fact that she's recruited Lotor's former generals, but I'm sitting here wondering whether or not how much they actually know about what happened and whether or not they'd be so willing to work with her if they knew just how much of a role she played in Narty's death.
Yeah, it's interesting to me because I feel like it's one or the other. It's either she has told them and they're like, okay, we've made...
There's no way.
I'm sure she hasn't.
Let me just clear the air.
Yeah. But more likely it's option B, which is that she's just concealing all of this from them.
There's no way. No, she was just
I think this situation suits them best.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, look, at a certain level, you want your revenge or you want success. You know?
Yep,
I think that's part of, you know, Galrins are a little bit, to me... They remind me of, let's just say, the next generation version of Klingons.
Okay, yeah.
You know, so you've got this power structure that, while I am offended, this is my chance to ascend to the throne.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I had to get a little Klingon-y there.
Grapes.
I like it.
They also remind
you
of grapes.
I'm
in.
Huh?
Grapes.
Grapes.
There is a shite in our hashtag.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
Thank you.
We got the shite. We got the
Shiro. We got the shite. Thank
you.
Thank you, Hero of Hesonite. And then and the caption is, let's go fly a shite up to the highest height.
Yo, You know?
This
you
is know? Just everything I wanted you know? In my life.
I think I'm going to have to borrow that every now and then. No, why don't you go and fly a shite? And I mean that just the way it sounds.
So thank you, Hero of Hessenite. That's wonderful, and we love you. Hessenite? Oh my god. Hessenite. Hessonite.
Hero of Hessenite, I approve of your name. Very cool. That's my Nathan Fillion impression. I'm Nathan Fillion, and I talk real weird.
That's not wrong.
Everything's real cool and real tall, and everyone thinks I'm handsome.
Wow.
That's really spot on.
It's not like I worked on a game with Nathan where I also got killed, but hey!
Does that's he kill what it you? Is.
You gotta, yeah, you gotta stay
Destiny up. 2. Thanks, man. Oh, no. That's why I'm actually good. I'm okay with my characters dying because it happens.
You're the Sean Bean that, I mean, of voiceover.
That's true. Yeah.
I did outlive him in the Lord of the Onion Rings, as it were.
How many times have you died as Optimus Prime?
Me as Optimus Prime? Only once, I think.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Well, I only did the one season.
Yeah.
But I died as Tychus. I died as Gaul. I frequently die as a lot of the characters. Well, I died many times in The Last of Us. I die in Mordor many, many, many times. I'm a good dyer. die good.
Are you in Dire Straits?
I wish. That would be cool.
Get out.
No, I live here.
She's got a point.
I'm running this dumpster fire.
So anyway, that's what I think about the girl team is I think they may not know, but ultimately I don't think it really matters because how much do they owe this team member who's not there anymore? Do you sacrifice your future? Do you sacrifice your ascent to more power simply over the fact that your colleague isn't here anymore? Yeah. And I don't see that happening within the Galran structure, nor in their group. But then again, who knows? Maybe I'm another fan who's just wrong.
I think if they found out, it would put betrayal on the table for a later date.
Sure.
Like, they're not dumb enough to try it. Now?
But betrayal is always on the table at a later date because they're Galran.
More so.
Yeah.
An actual reason to do it as opposed to just, hey, chance, let's go.
Although,
you almost threw your phone, didn't you?
I pretended to flip a table and I flipped the phone.
I think there might be a little bit of a Lannister always pays their debt sort of thing going on because there's this moment where Keith is about to be attacked and Aksha, you know, does him a solid. And is like, okay, now we're squaresies.
Well, but it's Keith.
Where are we going with this?
Just saying, you know, sometimes the loins take charge.
We talking about Zarkon or are we talking about...
I'm talking about anybody with loins.
Oh, just anyone with loins, okay.
Yeah, sure.
The Loin King.
Loin Tour. Anyway.
What?
Have you heard of my Led Zeppelin cover band, Anyone with Loins?
Oh my gosh.
Wait, why is it a Zeppelin cover
because
band?
Because that's the only thing I could think of.
Okay. And that's a perfect line for your Rolling Stone interview.
What are we talking about?
Speaking of anyone with loins, let's talk about Shiro. I could have segued with anyone there.
Shiro loin steak? Like sirloin, sort of? Sirloin?
Yeah. Yo!
Gold star.
Let's cancel me.
Sirloin.
Edit undo.
New choice. Yeah.
Control Z. Control Z.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shiro's not okay.
No. Nope.
Shiro is so many flavors of not okay. It's
he's totally all right.
As long as he does what Lotor wants, it's fine.
He's fine.
I was going to say, because like in the previous episodes, Hagar was like, yo, let's engage Operation Kuron stage 4?
Yeah.
5?
4.
12? I don't know.
Pi R squared.
Yeah, and so...
Pi R round.
So obviously...
Some Pi R squared.
Through... Shiro, she has this direct sort of monitoring of Lotor, but I wondered if there was anything sort of beyond that, because it seemed like Shiro went full we gotta trust Lotor and put Lotor in charge of everything real fast.
He went ride or die for Lotor.
That's what it is. He's like,
or it could be, please take care of my son so he doesn't die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that scene where she's like,
I think you people just have issues with people who have gray hair.
With gray hair?
That's it. You're gray hairists.
He's black and white. He's an Oreo.
Thank you. He is an Oreo. Did you see my tweet?
I did.
About the Oreo? Good. I want that to proliferate. I want just everyone to just call him an Oreo from now on.
I wasn't thinking about that.
Are you pimping individual tweets now?
Yes, I am. You saw my tweet. It went viral. But three people retweeted it.
Yay!
That's such a specific call out that I'm like, oh, calling Shiro an Oreo. Because I photoshopped an Oreo on his head.
Yeah, I know. I saw it. Okay. I see everything you post.
You see everything. Oh, my. Everything.
Whether you want to or not.
Like,
that's
he's
me.
So
like,
clever.
I just need the attention.
And
the
I give it
meal,
and
all
I,
of it.
And I.
But your give attention, it to you. Not the fan. Just want your attention.
I give
meal.
It to you.
You really did want Dad to notice you, huh?
Yeah. Notice me, Daddy. Yeah.
He's a funny. He made a meme. My boy made
a meme. Oh, Father.
I'm
oh,
so
loving
proud.
Father of mine. Love my meme. Please, love. If I send it out to the internet, Mr. Father, will you love me?
Absolutely.
What's the scrap?
I need someone to grab
you know
this audio
What's,
and put the correct footage to it.
I can't think
just
of their names.
Do
the
it,
two
guys.
Dogs, Augie Doggy and Doggy Daddy.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, Father, oh, loving Father. Anyway, sorry. You guys
are that's
no.
son of mine.
That's my son, my boy.
that's my boy. He made a meme.
I made a meme, oh, Father. Mine sounds like Elroy or Jerry Lewis or something when I do. Oh, my Father.
No, but
or, like,
I think
you get the
no, but I think Augie was very,
was
very
like,
Elroy-ish.
A little bit, yeah. Was it the same voice that did Elroy?
Yeah.
Nobody knows what we're talking about right now.
I'm regretting not bringing popcorn into the studio.
There is popcorn.
You know,
outside.
They've got these magic
outside.
Boxes where they can look up Augie Doggy and Doggy Daddy.
Look up Augie Doggy.
And if they do, they will love you for it because Augie Doggy and Doggy Daddy was a fabulous cartoon.
It was. I love the pair of chipmunks. You know, the, oh, after you,
which,
no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, indubitably. Oh,
does anybody know their names?
No. They have so, I looked it up once. It's like Chesterfield and like Copperfield. They have something that they've never mentioned. Yeah. But, yeah. Oh, no, after you, no.
You know what I call them?
What?
Not Chip and Not Dale.
Yeah.
Not
they're
Disney.
Far
accurate.
Superior to Not Chip and Not,
yeah.
Oh, wait, Chip and Dale.
Well, because, I mean, Chip and Dale are adorable. I don't remember a single thing they ever said.
No.
Ever.
Never. Yeah.
I remember there's the Red Nose one
yeah.
and the other
but,
one.
Yeah.
I remember
you,
they had a great theme song in the
and,
90s.
Right, well, and,
the
they,
sure.
and they rescued people
yes.
in the 90s.
But, did they rescue people?
I don't know.
They rescued
something. They rescued something. They were rescue rangers.
You know, just sometimes some crimes go slipping through the cracks.
Yep, and you gotta...
But look, but everybody remembers... After you. No, after you. Yeah. After you. No, after you. Please, no, after you. Yeah. No, after you. Please.
And speaking of things to look up on your tiny technology box, we have another show that you guys should check out on this network.
Voltron. A show we won't talk
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
Are you daddy?
AfterBuzz TV fans, do you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all
yes!
areas of your life? I would hope so.
All areas?
For those who
all
do.
Of them.
For those who do, do you?
Yes!
Do we have a podcast for you? Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was the Voltron After Show who got you there. Yeah. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Wait, pause.
Listen.
Say her name three times in a row.
She just did.
Maria Menounos. That was, you glazed over it every time, and it was beautiful.
I was going to say, if she's having influencer guests, I feel that since AJ had that Oreo tweet go viral.
I mean, yeah. Speaking of Oreos, here's another thing you can't get enough of.
Maria Menounos. I'm sorry to Maria. Menounos?
Menounos.
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 But you tilted your head down every time. I'm sorry, I have to psychologically analyze what just happened because it was beautiful.
Well,
our podcast with Menounos.
She's the boss. You want to get the boss's name right.
Wait, that's the boss's name?
Yeah.
She owns the place.
Come on to, brother.
Well, you'll never see me again. This is it.
Careful, you're going to kick your water.
Oh, I'm sorry. One of those is yours. Actually, no, they're both mine.
He takes everything they are that's now. Yours. Speaking of taking everything that's yours, let's talk about the Kral Zera. Listen, I really enjoyed the fact that in Galra culture, that it's the line of succession is not based on actually being in charge and having children.
How great
it's,
was
it's
it?
It's based on the Olympic flame.
Yeah, it was great.
I love that.
Egalitarian. This is for whoever wants to be the next emperor or empress. It's whoever's the strongest.
And who do you think set that up?
Someone 32 people ahead of Zarkon.
No, because he's been there for like 10,000 years. Oh, yeah. This happened like 10,500 years ago, and they didn't do it for all this time. Please. All of these wonderful things that you love in this society were set up by the guy that was in charge for a long-ass time. Give him some credit!
Wait, hold on. Wait, what would it sound like if Zarkon was planning that flame thing? How did that go down? Like, did you go, one day he wakes up and he's got this idea.
Right. He's like, I hate my child, so.
I have an idea.
He didn't have a child at that point.
How to make it fair. It will involve fire. I like fire. Things can go wrong with fire. Be something like that.
Yeah,
I'm
going to make a lot of stairs, and I'm going to put a flame at the top.
Stairs! Stairs are good.
Couldn't someone have snuck in the middle of the night and just went like, and like put out the fire and lit their own?
I mean, that was basically an oil flame there.
Do you know who's
really
in charge of building the stairs?
Who?
Fred?
Fred.
No, he would sit there and say, Fred, a stair.
Oh, wow. What did your brain do to get to that? That was incredible.
The worst part is not much.
Oh, yeah. See, a stair. Let's go with it.
Okay.
You know,
I'm down.
That Galra commander, that well-renowned Galra.
Sorry, I'm stuck in MGM musicals.
We have Ranvig, Nov, Janka, and Fred.
Yeah.
Yep. It's like arson, murder, and jaywalking.
Those are fun to say. Every time there's a new
Well,
game,
look,
like,
if Krypton can have a symbol that just happens to look like an S, why can't the Galran have somebody that just happens to have a name like Fred?
It would be like Craig. For Ed.
Yes, exactly. PHRED.
For Ed. Yeah.
Was a Commander Sniv or something? Like
yes.
Sniveling,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, you guys.
Yeah, Sniv was the one who set the ninjas on Hagar and lived for a whole two long... Like, he lived long enough to get his SAG card.
He lived long enough to regret it.
Yes.
Same thing.
I get it.
It just sounded funny. It has no meaning.
No, it was funny.
It has no meaning.
Well, Alyssa Kelly points out that, I mean, Keith is technically part Galra, so, you know. Yeah, I think you could have a Galra named Fred. I think that's
Thank you.
Like a name
yeah,
Keith.
But is his name really Keith, or was it like
we don't know?
You know, Schnitzelhoff.
Yeah, because they're very German sounding names.
Yeah. Well, no, it's like everybody went to school with a kid who had a name from where they came from, but then they come here and parents go, we'll just call you Charlie.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so
his name was Chang He Chung, and when he was like 3 years old, they said, Tim, what do you want your name to be now that we're in America? And he was just like, Tim. Or no, they didn't call him Tim.
Tim
they called
sounds
him Chang
good.
B. But I was like, that's
no,
so
funny. I like that.
Yeah. Tim, what do you want your name to be?
Tim. Tim. What should we call you, Tim?
Tim.
I like
your
Tim.
Your whole family's
but
having
I don't
an aneurysm
want to
right
influence
now.
You, Tim.
There are some who call me... Tim.
Oh my god, I almost brought that tonight. I thought he wears his jacket. I should bring my Tim horns.
Oh my god.
And I didn't. So I wore this instead.
Could you get the headphones over the Tim horns?
No, absolutely. Yeah, the horns are flexible.
What are the Tim horns? What are you
guys
talking about?
Monty Python.
Tim the Enchanter.
Yes, yes, yes.
They call me
Tim?
I always love the question mark on that. It's one of the greatest pieces of a question mark.
It's like bees?
So we basically have a
Galra hoedown, throwdown, showdown, which is wonderful.
Did you plan that before this?
No, I did not.
Okay.
No.
Just fell out of her face.
As most good things do, and some terrible things.
And then Lotor shows up fashionably late, having snuck out of essentially his parents' house.
Yeah. How do you think the conversation...
with his dad's ex.
I was going to say, yeah, how do you think the conversation with Shiro went? To be like, hey, you want to go do something fun?
He's standing outside of Shiro's room, like, throwing rocks at the door because there isn't a window.
Hey, Shiro. I've got this funny idea. You get the black line, get the black line. We're just going to fly down there, we're just going to mess everything up, and I'll jump out and I'll go, I'm the emperor now! That's how
it works. Why are you doing the kid from Family
Guy? Inside my brain, I'm not in a dark, dark room with a microphone this big shoved into my face. Yeah. I can't do Lotor unless it's in that setting. It has to be better.
Well, the interesting thing, you know, I mean, now I can tell you because I'm dead, but, you know, most of the Zarkon stuff was after effect. I used to actually, you know, get a Corse Revolution! And they would pitch it and they would tweak it. Be like, Paladin!
Just lower that down.
Yeah.
Lower that down.
Just take that down a couple notches.
Exactly. The magic that they pull.
Yep. It's a thing of wonder and glory.
So yeah, anyway, back to the stairs and the flames and the
showing
up late.
Up, and the line, my father's blood isn't just in my veins, it's also on my sword. Like,
yeah.
Dang, dude.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it does, you know, I mean, first of all, it's a shite thing to say. Shiro Kite.
Right.
It was also technically
it proves
on
a point.
A piece of wreckage.
It proves a point, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe he
like anybody's going to sit there and say, yeah.
Let me just paint a little bit right on my
Look, sword. Mr. Lotor. Semantically speaking, the blood isn't actually there.
I mean, that's kind of my job.
Well, he did. There was that one shot where you see it sort of... Oh, that was Quintessence, right?
That was
Quintessence.
How do you know that wasn't the Quintessence
I was going to say, but that is the thing. It's like, does... Because Zarkon was already maybe kind of reanimated. Does he even... just, strictly speaking, have blood, or is he just all Quintessence at this point?
It's
just
juice. He's got a lot of grape juice.
Yeah.
That's really what Quintessence is.
It's just grape juice.
Could you imagine if, like, the humans, like, test it, and they're like, this is just grape juice? Yeah. This is what you guys are searching
like,
for?
No, we can
lots
just go
of this on Earth right now.
They sell this by the gallon.
Yeah. Like, we can probably go to Costco and get as
ton of this.
Much Quintessence as you ever want.
Cut to the entire civilization changing. Everyone's friendly. It's beautiful there. No one's angry anymore.
You know,
Welch's has conquered the galaxy.
With this ability to go from dimension to dimension, I'm surprised that they don't have a team out, like, searching for that, you know?
Yeah.
Find the dimension where gold and platinum and quintessence are like running water.
Yeah.
And grape juice.
We also have fan art of the Galra child who can now see thanks to Sierra. So thank you, Sierra. He's wearing a little propeller beanie and everything, which I love. Yes.
Yeah, it's fan art.
There's a drawing in the hashtag.
It is beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Oh, man. Yep.
Well, I'm sad Zarkon's gone.
Yeah, I'm sad.
You think you're sad?
I enjoy working with this guy. We'll just keep you on as our mascot. You can just sit in the corner and go, yay! And then we'll let you read some lines.
I think at this point it's a good time to drop the spoiler warning because we are running a little low on time.
Does that mean I don't have the time to do my song?
We will absolutely make time for you to do another song.
Oh, okay.
I cannot listen to One Way or Another on the radio without laughing
my
butt off.
I'm so bummed that they took that video down.
Did they?
What?
They did.
Yeah, they
yeah that, right infringement.
They yeah, because, you know, some of us aren't as loved as some others.
Don't look at me like that.
I'm so happy. Look, I think Josh did such a great job with that video.
Yeah.
With rewriting those lyrics. I love listening to that song. And I didn't change anything for Queen, so, you know.
Yeah, you did not. So,
although it was
still beautiful.
It was delightful.
God.
That, like, no joking aside, your
no
cover
joking.
Let, like, I was smiling for days because I could be in such a good mood.
You should see a doctor.
Well, thank you.
If it lasts for more than a day.
If it lasts for more than a
smile
hours,
lasts for more than a day.
It says on the box of smiles.
All right. So let's, at this point, we are going to...
Sorry, for the kids.
I couldn't restrain myself.
Restrain myself?
I couldn't restrain myself.
You can restrain yourself.
Yes. Actually, I frequently restrain myself.
Every morning you plug in.
Oh, sorry. Nah. I was just talking about my... my Josh crush, so,
so at it's this
hard,
point,
hard to
are...
hold that back.
Yeah. I think we're... I messaged
okay,
him.
Okay, spoilers! Please, spoil things! Spoil things please. For us, please! Yeah.
Spoilers! I want to ask you about Lotor's magical print space destiny that he kind of failed to realize.
What's this?
Huh?
The temple in the next couple episodes. Yeah, when the you go to the, Altaian like... El Dorado.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically.
Where he fights the white lion.
Does he say he has a magical space destiny?
No,
he
that's us.
He seems to think he has a magical space destiny, but it turns out to not
he has,
be so great for
he
him.
He has the mark
Why
of the chosen.
Why wouldn't he think that, though, well, at this point? I mean, look, he's... I mean... He has to understand that if the Black Lion doesn't like him, the Black Lion ain't working.
That's
Black
true.
Lion just sitting there going, uh-oh. You know? So obviously, that's got to give him a certain sense of entitlement and a certain sense of, you know, destiny and things like that. So is he really off base to think that he can do things that he can't?
Oh, no. I'm not arguing that he thinks he's that it's off base for him to think that at all.
Oh, okay.
I was
cool.
just clarifying that that
well,
was
I don't know
what
if
it was.
Thinks that. I mean, just bringing Allura to the temple and getting to where they got to, I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
What
like, yeah. I that wasn't a euphemism, was it?
No.
Bringing Allura to the temple?
I'm just saying. I don't know
saying.
What that means.
But it's also, it'll be interesting to see where Lotor goes from.
It's a kid show.
Is it? It'll be interesting to see where Lotor goes from here now that he did this whole big thing and this was his life's work and he really wanted to research this thing and get the secrets of Altaian alchemical processes and now but, he can't. He has been
he
denied.
Just, I think you just go back, right? Can't he just try again? That's what I was thinking. I was like, can't you just like do it again?
I'd imagine like, they'd
oh,
spit
I'm
him out
fight
again.
You now. I
don't
need
know.
To fight this kitty.
Yeah.
I have a question, and obviously we don't want the actual answer if it gets if something
Why do you have the actual question?
Well, if something gets revealed later on down the line, but I was wondering at one point we get a supposed story about why there is so much animosity between Lotor and Zarkon, and that was because he got to run his own planet for a year or so. And Dad didn't like the way he was running it and ordered him to destroy it.
Well, I don't want to ruin the movie.
Well, my question,
movie,
my question is whether or not you as actors, because I know that they very much keep the script from you guys, whether or not you guys thought there was any truth to that, or if maybe Lotor was bending the truth a little bit.
I mean, not to. There's, I don't know if there is anything. Like, I believe it. I totally believe it, and that's what I think that's true. Like, I really think that's true. Like, I don't. But also, I forget everything, so I have no memory of what comes up. So, but when I read that, pretty sure that's like, that's about spot on. But I might be wrong. Who knows? I don't find out this stuff until I'm in the booth, and I'm like, oh, interesting.
And then we're not allowed to think about it or talk about it, and so you forget about it.
Yeah.
So, there's so many things like. When I was watching this season, I was like, holy, what? Like, I didn't know. And my girlfriend was like, you know you recorded this. And I'm like, yeah, well, I just...
Yeah, but I didn't record the whole episode. I just recorded those scenes.
But even the scenes I was in, I was like, what? I don't remember saying that. Like, yeah.
I recorded this 3 years ago?
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Well, no, because what happened, you know, I think, I don't know about your experience, but, you know, after a little bit working with the whole cast, people got the feeling of their characters and the rhythms and stuff like that. And we do more and more individual recording.
Sure.
And so, you know, you look over the script, you look over the scene, and, it sticks with you when you read it. But then you're in there, and you're not doing the scene. You're doing the line.
Right.
And what that tells you is what a brilliant director Andrea Romano is, was, and always will be. Because she can take two actors who are not in the same room at the same time and give you a scene that's as dramatic as some of the stuff that we had in this season, and it just ties together perfectly. It feels like a scene, and yet we read lines and don't fully know what the impact of the scene is, because I read it last night, now I'm in the booth, and it's like, turn to line this, and they read it, and you're just sitting there, you know, you get your direction, and you're just playing the moment, and if that's not directed properly, those individual brilliant moments won't sync up and won't work. So again, the mere fact that it works for the fans, it works for anybody who watches it, and we can sit here and go, I didn't know that was happening when it was happening, tells you how brilliant Andrea Romano is. Yeah. So Well, if I could just go ahead and vomit about how awesome she is.
So, well, there's what you were talking about, like those individual, because we have scripts that will come in and we'll read a whole script, and then sometimes we'll get pickup lines and we have no idea what we're doing. We're just a list of weird, out of context lines.
Because what happens is they'll record they'll record it and they'll animate it, and somewhere in the process, it's like, you know, we need an extra line here.
Yeah.
Right.
And so we'll grab it when their back is turned. So like AJ's saying, we'll go ahead and record that other line. And it's like no context, no understanding. It's just a line, you know. Where did this tongue come from? You know, and you don't understand. That's he's talking about his shoe.
Right.
Where did this
tongue? Well, no, because I was looking at the tongue on my shoe.
Ah, the tongue on your shoe.
So, well, and you know, then
do we want to know where it comes from?
Well, but then, you know, to bring it full circle, that's why you end up with wonderful things like the individual body parts of Lotor that all have their own individual Instagram accounts, but it's a real work of art.
They
all
come together.
Yeah. Where did this tongue come from?
Yeah, exactly. They started as individuals, but somehow they all work together and you have a full Lotor, and much in the way that you with these individual scenes that all come together.
I want someone to actually assemble like each account and like make sure every body part's sort of filled out, you know, like McDonald's
be
when,
very Frankensteinian.
McDonald's when, what's it called, the Inspector Gadget came out, and you could buy like Matthew Broderick's left leg.
Sure.
Like, that was a thing for a while. It's like, oh, cool, mom. I got, oh, it was two right arms. You know, like I have two of Matthew Broderick's right arms, and you can assemble it. That's what I want.
I've got to tell you, I've got to tell you,
out of context.
Look it up, kids. Matthew Broderick as Inspector Gadget.
The sadness I am feeling right now over you going with Matthew Broderick as Inspector Gadget versus Don Adams.
Well,
is a sadness that I don't know that I will ever overcome.
Yeah, but this was specifically merchandising for the live action.
He didn't have a McDonald's toy.
Yeah. Don't blame me. Disney.
Blame Disney.
Blame Disney for everything. They can take it. Sadly,
Are you talking about one of the largest organizations in the world to hire actors? Don't blame Disney for anything. I'm a Disney cat!
Well, they're not going to hire me for anything, so...
I love you.
Not with that attitude.
I think they blame themselves for the Matthew Broderick. I think they're fine with that. They're like, oh, fine, whatever. Yeah,
yeah, that regime is long since gone.
That was the 90s. We forgot about it.
I don't think... They had a rough patch there when they were just like, what do we do? Inspector Gadget, Matthew Broderick.
I don't know. I don't think they felt bad about it at all because they did a made-for-DVD sequel.
Oh, my God. Yeah, with the guy from, like, Third Rock from the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Who was more Don
French
Adams?
Stewart.
Is that the guy?
Yes.
Looks like
all right,
bird.
Guys.
Okay.
We're getting the wrap up soon.
Oh, so that means I don't get to sing.
No, you do get to sing. Oh, we will make time for the song right now.
Is there really a song happening?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Do I do it as me or do I do it as the other thing that I was thinking?
Whatever
you want to
do. You tell me. Okay. Okay.
Yep. Follow your heart.
This is for Bex. Sorry, I'm naked. Alrighty. It's not that easy being green. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves when I think it could be so much nicer being red or yellow or blue or something much more colorful like that. It's not that easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things. And people tend to, pass you over because you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky. But green's the color of spring, and green can be cool and friendly like. And green can be big like an ocean or important like a mountain or tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be, it can make you wonder why. But why wonder? I am green. I'll be fine. It's beautiful. And I think that's what I want to be.
Hey! And that that's how this video got taken off of YouTube for content.
Cut that out. Well, you should have told me. I wouldn't have wasted your time.
There'll be a nice little edit.
Be like
redacted.
Technical difficulties. That's okay.
It was parody video because I was using my hand.
Yes, it'll stay on iTunes and it will live on in our hearts.
Oh, good.
Can you come back for every episode?
Yes.
Now that I'm dead, sure.
Are there any other projects that you guys are working on that you can tell us about?
I can tell you about.
Yeah, that's the fun little NDA caveat.
I don't know. I think Star Wars Forces of Destiny is still going on. I don't remember.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can never remember what's going on.
And then we really are taking off of YouTube.
No. You won't be taking off.
And then
I'll be taken off. Sorry.
Someone flips a switch over at DreamWorks Headquarters, and that's the end of it.
Now that I think about it, I don't think I was supposed to talk about that. That's okay.
We had three separate instances on another show where we had to cut the video because people said things they weren't supposed to.
Right.
It's tradition. Neil, what are you working on?
Did I kill you again?
Breathe again.
Exactly.
It's been an attempted murder in the studio.
Killed by the actor who killed him.
Exactly. That boy, what a headline.
That'd work. I'm still on Naruto.
All right.
But that's like the only thing I'm allowed to talk about.
Yeah. Okay.
The show that never... Well, I mean, it did end, but now there's stuff about his kids. So here we go. Now we're getting played off. That's the Oscar music.
Nice!
Where can the people go if they'd like to follow you? Social media.
At AJ Locasio, I think.
I was going to give him your actual street address.
Oh, yeah.
Social medias, please.
That's it. Just at Angela on all the things.
Kneecap, NEKAP, on. Neil Kaplan.
Not like
NEKAP on Twitter and Kneecap Picks on Instagram. And ladies?
Thank you so much, everybody, for all the birthday love. I'm at Emma Pike.
Yay, happy birthday.
Wait, are we allowed to sing happy birthday? Or
no, that's copyright, too.
They actually had a court case, and I believe it's no longer applicable.
Well, that's true.
Only if you do it in character.
Hippo birdies. Okay. Happy birthday.
Perfect.
Happy birthday, dear Emma. Happy birthday to you. And anymore.
Unlike Zarkon.
I was looking at you, buddy.
Zarkon had more than his fair share.
Salinas, you guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at TheMenguin. That's TheMenguin.
And I'm Katie Cullen. You can follow me all over the social medias as well as on Twitch and YouTube at Kiaxet. That is KIAXET. You can follow our lovely blue lion at Atours890. And you can follow our amazing yellow lion at Mark B. Donica. Thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you guys so much for joining us. It has been a blast. It has been great. Thanks again.
It has. Thank you guys for having us.
And thank
even
you for watching.
I don't even know what's happening right now.
Thank you guys so much for watching. We will see you next week for the season finale.
Wow. I just realized.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Let's go fly a shite
up to the highest height.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.